a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
From the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. It's a Monday night. This is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. How are you? It's the 11th of February, 2008. This year is rolling by. It's screaming by. But we're glad you're with us for the broadcast tonight, and so much appreciate you being here. It's going to be open lines tonight. Anything you want to talk about, we will discuss. I do have one interesting piece that we're going to get into that a listener emailed me this piece that came from a blog, that the tax rebates as part of this economic stimulus plan may not be rebates but an advance. So that's how they pay for their stimulus plan. Yeah, they take it out of your hide. And they'll take it out evidently over a period of 12 months' time. So they've done nobody any they've done no favors. Again, it's all smoke and mirrors as the rest of the thing just continues to crumble to the ground. And you know what? That's the thing that is sick about this is the fact that here they come out and tout this economic stimulus package that's going to help put Americans back to work and get people to buy Chinese. Well, we want them to buy American-made stuff, but you can't find any. So we're going to buy a bunch of Chinese crap. And this is supposed to help fix things. Yeah, okay. Thank you. But by the way, we didn't want to borrow from anybody, and we didn't want to print any more money, so we're just going to take it out of your hide, okay? Thank you. Wonders never cease. So we will hopefully get into that a bit. I've actually had to go to the IRS website tonight, and you'll have to excuse me, I'm a little nauseous. Anytime I visit there, I get extremely nauseous. But Thursday night on the program, we're going to have Rob Balsamo of Pilots for 9/11 Truth. We're going to talk about the flight data recorders from Flight 77 and Flight 93. And there's a lot of controversy around this information because it's information provided by the government. Yeah, there's some funky stuff in both of them. So we're going to take a close gander at that with Rob on Thursday night. So I'm looking forward to that show. And the rest of the week is still kind of an open book. I haven't decided what else we're going to do. A lot of stuff on my mind, but I was sick all weekend. We've been fighting this flu here at this house. For like the last week. And it's bounced back and forth between kids. And I finally just told everybody, stay away from me. I don't want it anymore. And so we're battling. And so over the weekend, I did nothing but sleep. And but I'm back, and I'm in the saddle, and I'm ready to roll. Let's talk about kicking some New World Order butt. Back in a minute with more here on the Midnight Rider.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
To me. Back here on the Midnight Rider on this Monday night. Real quick, it is time for Mouseketeer Roll Call Time. We do this every night about this portion of the program to find out who's chatting tonight. Who's feeling sporty? Who's got something to say? Off to the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room. We've got Eckhart Fresh, Gulag 2008, Kung Fu Instructor, Rebel for God, and Rogue Dolphin. A little light in there tonight, and a little light in the Midnight Rider Show chat room tonight, too. AAA. Is in there. A. Barry Jane, A. Moral, Break the Box, Josh, K. Bowser, Chris, Lee, Michael, Mike S., Mike CTW, and of course the 00 Viper. So, everybody is chatting and having a good time. Like-minded individuals talking about like-minded subjects. And always a good discussion flow in both rooms. Let's jump quickly to the telephone. Let's go to Ethan in Oklahoma. Ethan, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good, Captain Freedom. How are you?
You feeling better?
I'm feeling much better.
Taking your medicines?
I am. And I'm feeling really, really good. As a matter of fact, every hour that goes on, I feel a little more sporty.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's just hope you don't have to have a social worker visit.
No doubt. Oh, he's feeling sporty now. Well, we can't have that.
Yeah.
You need some Ritalin, boy.
Yes. I just can't wait for Hillary, man. Boy, I'm all psyched up.
Hey, you know, she's going to take care of us. You know, it takes a village to raise a child. Obviously, we've got to go to the village clinic, too.
She's going
to be seen by the village idiot.
She's not only going to cure terrorism, but the flu bug, too. And be all gone.
Exactly. And she's going to take universal health care to Iraq, Afghanistan, everywhere. They're going to take the show on the road.
Yeah. Might be dropped from a A-130 or something.
You will submit and have this shot now.
You see, dead people don't get the flu.
That's right.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on this McCain thing, man. This thing is, the left is having a feeding frenzy over this. I was over, I'm sure you visited Capitol Hill Blue before.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, Doug Thompson's site.
Right.
Doug Thompson has an article up from a couple days ago that's called To Hell with the Rabid Right Wing. Can I read a paragraph or two of it?
Please do.
It says, Republican presidential nominee apparent John McCain walked into the cesspool of rowdy frat boy right wing rudeness, otherwise known as the annual CPAC conference, and told the sometimes booing crowd that he's their boy whether they like it or not. Now that Mitt Romney's welcome withdrawal from the GOP presidential sweepstakes has left McCain the heir apparent to the nomination, McCain is going to do what all Republican presidential wannabes do, try to make peace with the conservatives and seek their support for a victory in November. The self-righteous right wing is not happy about this turn of events. Acid-tongued Ann Coulter said she'd rather vote for Hillary Clinton than John McCain. Rush Limbaugh claims McCain is the devil himself. Conservatives, I just love this, man. Conservatives fret and whine and wonder what the hell happened to their party. Right-wingers need only look in the mirror to know what happened to their party. If the Republican Party is dead, and many think it should be, then the right wing killed it in a blatant act of fratricide. Conservatives had their shot and they blew it. Their boy George Bush sent Americans to die in a war based on lies, shredded the Constitution, and did everything he could to destroy the foundations of this nation by using powers he didn't have. Bush's brand of conservatism built the largest bureaucracy in history, and he will leave office with the largest federal deficit ever, which is true. I'll skip a little bit. Right-wingers are by nature racist, homophobic, misogynistic, and dangerous. If the federal government really wanted to stop terrorism in this nation, it should take a list of contributors to the Republican National Committee, Republican Congressional Committee, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and the last two campaigns of George Bush, and anyone who... And send everyone on that list to the prison camps at Guantanamo Bay. You see, Bush and the neocons have just completely destroyed the Republican Party. They've just stuck a fork in it. And so now what you're going to get, a solidified socialist nanny state Democratic Party that's going to be in office for the next foreseeable future elections. I mean, this is a nightmare. And McCain, but the globalists had that on their agenda. That was on their plate. Because they knew that there was a groundswell in the Republican Party, the Ron Paul types, that they knew could eventually become a threat and take back over the party. And so by putting a guy like McCain in, of course you're going to have people like Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh saying they'd rather vote for Hillary. And they probably will. Because they'd rather see a socialist, big government, globalist, back person like Hillary in there than a little bit less of a globalist socialist like McCain. And besides the fact that they also know that if they endorsed McCain, they would be killing their own support because they know that McCain is a dead horse. He's always been a dead horse. He's always going to be a dead horse. And this is just, I can't believe this, Mike.
Yeah, McCain's like the drunk uncle that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah.
He was literally booed at his appearance at CPAC. They had to go find McCain supporters just to fill up the hall so it looked halfway full. And I heard somebody that was doing a panel two rooms down from where Ron Paul when Ron Paul was speaking, and it was like through like firewalls and everything. The crowd was so loud that they could hear it all the way down the hall where they were holding this panel session at. But you know, the whole game's being run. I mean, you have all the polling that shows John McCain up quite high. He'll defeat Hillary and or Obama, and it has him up like 6, 7, 8 points. And then all of a sudden, you get Mitt Romney drops out, which solidifies McCain's nomination for all intents and purposes. Because really, even if Huckabee goes and picks up every state, every last delegate, he's still not going to have enough. You'd have a brokered convention, but in the end, you would come up with McCain-Huckabee as a ticket. But I don't, you know, this whole thing. You're right. I mean, but as I've said before, this is McCain's swan song. He's Bob Dole in 1996.
Yep.
All over again.
Yeah, and I was at another site today that was ratcheting up some counting up some numbers based on primary votes, and even if you just went by primary vote numbers alone, either Obama or Hillary would crush McCain in a general election.
Oh yeah,
Hillary is going to be the next president, barring some amazing switch to Obama. But either one, it doesn't really matter. It's just you're either going to get a black man or a white woman to run the same agenda. But the Republican Party, if it can't run the neocon agenda anymore. See, that's why you see people like Karl Rove and Donald Rumsfeld when they bowed out last year in the last 2 years of Bush's presidency and his administration. You see these guys running off to the private sector or even over to Democratic campaigns to be writers or speechwriters for. They know that they stuck a fork in this thing. The whole party is dead with the neocon agenda.
Yeah.
No candidate can ever run a Bush 2004 campaign of stay the course of terrorism, blah, blah, blah. They can't do it anymore. Because from that point on, knowing how everybody's so pissed off about what happened in Afghanistan and what's going on in Iraq and the deficits going up and the whole thing, the outsourcing and whatnot, even though Bush is not to blame for a lot of this stuff, a lot of this was also done during the Clinton administration, to the dumbed-down public, that doesn't matter.
Right.
And
sure.
And from that point on, any Republican who runs on the interventionist globalist policies of the George Bush 2000 and 2004 administrations, they won't win. Because the Democrats will run the same agenda, but they will look friendlier doing it, and they will win out every time. The Republican Party is dead now, unless we switch back over to limited government, real reform, get rid of the IRS, and Ron Paul-type reforms.
Yeah, and the thing is the Democrats with Comrade Hillary. Because if you thought that the neocons were Trotskyites, these people are just straight up communists. Period.
I just hope Ron Paul can stick in this thing long enough, at least keep his campaign open long enough to actually at least make a speech at the convention. If he can,
yeah,
make
I'd
a,
like that.
He can turn the Republican Party on its head. Well, even more so than Buchanan's 92 Cultural War speech.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing his. If he's fired up like he was at the CPAC conference, the Republican Party could be reborn. I'm going to say that. At the convention, the Republican Party will either be reborn with Ron Paul-style politics or will be dead for now and ever.
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure that Carol Paul gets him a load of chocolate chip cookies before the performance.
And if he's sick, no NyQuil until you get home.
Exactly. That's right. You better sniff it up and let's go, boy. Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, he needs to be the energetic, fired-up Ron Paul that he should have been during all the debates and really take it to him and say, this is where we're at, and this is why we're here, and look what we have to show for what we've done. You're right. Yeah, you know, this has been the wackiest primary season I can remember in a number of years, where one day Huckabee's the front runner, Giuliani's the front runner. Heck, Fred Thompson, we were talking about Fred Thompson in the summer as being touted as the savior of the Republican Party. Giuliani went by the wayside. Fred Thompson went by the wayside. McCain was looking like he was sleeping nights at Motel 6, I think. Tom Baudet was leaving the light on for him. But now all of a sudden we come in with it. Here's Huckabee. Huckabee's the big guy. Then we get a dose of Romney. And then McCain comes soaring back through. From where? There's no vast support for McCain. The only thing this guy does is, I guess, they go around to senior citizen centers and trot everybody out to these town hall meetings. That's the only thing I can think that they're doing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to grab a break here. You want to hold off through the break, Ethan?
Yeah, I'll hold, Mike.
All right. Be back in just a minute if you want to join us, 800-345-9222. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is a song over 30 years old, and it's like somebody had written this song yesterday about what's going on now. I mean, you know, we're broke with all this corruption, but hey, it's Molly Hatchet. You can't beat it with a stick, and why would you want to anyway? You'd break it. All right, 800-313-9443 if you want to join us on the program tonight. It is open lines, and we're talking with Ethan in Oklahoma. And yeah, it looks like Hillary will be the... I mean, are we going to have to address her as queen or madam president, or how do we address this thing?
I don't know, but I think within the first year of her administration, I'm going to have a new show, and it's going to be called The Psych Ward with Ethan Allen. Where's my straitjacket, man?
An hour of
You know, and by that time, the neocons will be the ones being sent to Guantanamo Bay for their beliefs, and the left will love it, man. It's just like in Doug Thompson's article, you know?
Well, and watch how constitutional all of a sudden the Republicans become. I mean, you know, that as soon as, you know, she goes to do a signing statement or anything like that, and you know she will, they're going to absolutely go ballistic and talk about how unconstitutional it is. The whole nine yards are going to scream and holler and rant and rave, and it's all going to be for naught because she's going to thumb her nose at them just like Bush did.
Well, and most of America has this, you know, the short-term memory span of a goldfish. So, you know, most people don't remember that back when Clinton was in office, Rush Limbaugh, man, you could have plopped him right down on RBN. He would have been just happy.
Yeah.
You know, he had the same kind of rhetoric that we have now. Only, see, we've transcended all that, you know, because we know both sides are controlled. But the neocons on the so-called right, see, the way I look at it is you have the left wing that runs the Republican Party, and then the left off the cliff left of the wing of the Democratic Party controlling them. We don't have a viable right wing anymore.
No.
So even if you did buy into the left-right paradigm, you'd have to understand that John McCain represents only a weaker part of the left that is already going to be installed in 08 with the off-the-cliff, completely radical, red book reading socialist Clinton. So,
yeah, he's a Democrat with an anger management problem.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That's essentially it. Yeah, and that's in a nutshell. And I mean, he's not going to be elected president. I mean, I think from what we've seen from some of these primaries over the weekend, I think in some ways there's kind of a revolt going on against McCain, and I think we're going to see more of it across the country, where people are saying, I don't want this guy at all. There's a ton of vote fraud everywhere. I mean, every state that the primaries have pulled through, there are issues of vote fraud. In California, up to 100,000 voters not going to get their vote counted. Same type of thing in Washington. Numbers are not as high. Stupid, weird, crazy stuff. And of course, you know, there's no tracking of what happened, so but we don't mind.
Yeah, I think the motto of this election is we'll count the votes if we want to.
When we want to. Look, we're tired. We're going home. It's Miller time, and we're out of here. We don't want to count them tonight. I'm sorry, we're out of here.
I haven't really checked the updated statistics. What's the stats for McCain in Washington State?
The last time I saw, he was up ahead by like 2 or 3%, but it was like 25 for McCain, 23 for Governor Chuck and Jive, and like 21% from Ron Paul.
I'm telling you, man, Ron's got to speak at the Republican convention. He's
got
to get. Because they can't shut him out of that. They can't go, okay, well, sorry, there's a main speaker going to speak now, but we're just going to go to a beer and movie commercial for 5 minutes. He's going to have the entire convention held captive for however long he speaks, and he's got to do it. If he doesn't do it, our entire political spectrum is going to be just thrown into upside down. People have got to realize this. I mean, the neocon agenda has completely destroyed the Republican Party and completely overthrown the domestic back-and-forth tennis match as we know it, because it can't continue this way. Because even conservatives that buy into the whole, we got to go kill all the boogie, the Osama bin Ladens out there and turn our country into a police state, are going to have to recognize that there are tones and undertones of socialism to all of this that even they, in their sold-out skin, are going to have to recognize.
Undertones? I don't think there's with Hillary's health care plan, that's the nationalization of the entire health care industry, 15% of the economy, and that's just the first thing they're going to do because you've got this InfraGuard thing where you've already got 23,000 businesses that are working with the FBI in the event martial law is declared, and those people have essentially a license to kill. They're given special status. So it would be so very easy to set and instantly nationalize those businesses as well.
Yeah.
We're cooked 8 ways to Sunday, buddy.
I got to go take some sleeping pills, man.
All right. we're going to grab a break here. Thanks for calling, Ethan.
All right, Mike.
Going to grab a break. Come back on the other end, and we'll talk it with Mo and Aaron. Plus, I'd love to hear from you at 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go straight back to the telephone. Let's talk to Mo in Oregon. Mo, thanks for waiting, and you're on the Midnight Rider.
Thank you very much, Michael, taking my call indeed. I would like to have a few comments for you. And, I mean, the CNN deletes claim tax rebates or refund advance. Something rather fishy occurred within the past few hours at CNN.com. Sometimes on Friday, the cable network website posted a piece entitled Treasury Chief Tax Rebate Checks to Go Out in May, which includes the following. The package which passed the Senate 81-16 will send rebate checks to 130 million Americans amounts between $300 to $1,200 if they are married. And at the bottom says the checks are an advance on the next year's refunds, and most, if not all, the money will be deducted from taxpayers' refunds in 12 months' time. I would like to say that we have been conned. We have been, I mean, if you people cash those checks, it's not, even if you go to IRS.gov right now, they for rebate questions, and you push it, you click on it, and it will tell you it's advanced. It never takes it's a true rebate. If it's a true rebate, they would say it's really a rebate. We are not going to ask for it to give you back, or we are not going to put it. This is from 2008. So people must be remember they have to pay interest on that too. God knows how much interest they are going to charge, 10%, 20%, or even more. So the $1,200, they are going to charge you maybe $2,000 by the time 2008. And then you will be owing money to them on 2008.
No, that's what this is looking like. And this is really, you know, amazing that here the federal government essentially goes out and takes out a $167 billion loan. They don't announce where it's coming from, and it ends up coming from the American people. And the people paying the loan back are the American people at interest.
Exactly. Exactly. It is a sham. It's a con. I mean, they have conned us with the name of, oh, you spend money, economic become good, etc. It's all crap. I mean, even IRS.gov saying that. IRS.gov says that it's advanced. It never says rebate. I mean, in the second line, if you read it, it will tell you that it's a rebate advance. The wording is very important. The fine print is very important. And
Mo,
people don't. Mo, people,
Mo, can,
people,
can you email me the page?
Yes.
That on the IRS website, because I went over there briefly earlier and didn't get it and wasn't able to find it, but I took like a 2 minute look. But if you could email me the link at mike@midnightridershow.com, I'd love it.
I think I did email you if you open it from the.
Oh, so that was you who sent it?
Yes.
Okay, all right, okay.
Nadia.
Okay.
I sent it to Nadia. I sent it to another one too. Yeah,
okay.
Tom. Yes, yes.
Okay, all right, okay. I see it right here. Okay, so that was you. Okay. Okay.
Right. I appreciate you. And then on Iran's update is that Iran unity exercise is going to be this month. But sometimes this month it's going to be on Persian Gulf, and it's we have to. This month is going to be one of the dangerous months of this year, and
yeah,
we have to wait a year and to see what will happen. You know. If there will be another Gulf of Tonkin incident or not.
Well, let's hope there's not, because that's the last thing we need. That's the last thing the Iranians need. That's the last. Another war is the last thing this world needs.
Exactly,
and,
indeed. I am agree with you. Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much, indeed. And
thank
I will let other callers talk to you. And thank you very much, indeed. And you have a good night, sir.
You're welcome. You have a great night. Aaron in Colorado, thanks for waiting here on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I guess if it's a rebate, a $300 rebate or a $600 rebate, then everybody goes out and buy a gold coin. How about that?
Well, yeah, that'd be a dandy thing, but still it's being financed by us.
Well, I was just playing on it. If we got
well, yeah, that's
a
what
negative,
I think.
You could buy a gold eagle. You know, a 1/10 gold piece for $100, buy a couple of them, and
I think it's a dandy idea. I think a lot of people, when they get this money, whether it's a rebate or an advance, are going to spend it on trying to find, you know, other ways like gold and silver, or they're going to spend it catching up on bills. There's not going to be a lot of running to the store,
right?
See, even your dogs agree with me.
Yep, they do. Hey, the caller before, he said that the neocons are destroying the Republican Party. The neocons are what the left are. They're aren't they socialist communists?
Yeah, they're Trotskyites.
They're warmongers.
Yeah, they're Trotskyites. Yeah, they like to see things blow up. Yeah.
So now we're going to get the left, and it's going to be even worse.
Right, exactly. Now we're going to get the touchy-feely commies.
Yeah. So, but I guess to my point, I heard a couple of years ago, I heard a caller. He brought up a point of buying ammunition on Mondays as a way to a protest or to make a statement. To buy a brick or a box or a case, however well to do you are, a brick of 22 yeah. shells or 223s or a small box, and I think that's a great idea. And I've kind of not pushed it, but just every once in a while called in a couple times and mentioned it. But if you think about how many people are in your family, if you've got four people in your family, you buy five bricks or five boxes. Or five cases, if you're that well-to-do. Well, what a statement that would make, you know? What do you think? Like, every Monday...
I think that's a cool idea, and at the same time, not only is it useful for defending yourself, but at the same time, it's a tradable item.
Exactly, and it's kind of in your face. I mean, you buy that object, you know what it's about. It's about freedom. It's about defending our constitutional rights. It's a reminder, and then prices, of course, will go up. But that's okay because the freedom lovers will have what they need, the commodity that they need, and obviously the government will know what's going on because there's kind of ammunition's going up anyway. And I think in California they're trying to pass a law on encryption or some kind of thing on ammunition. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, the one in having encryption on every shell.
So this is maybe something you and RBN can talk about and think about and maybe roll it into a program or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Every Monday, if you've got three in your family or four in your family or you know, how many, you buy three bricks. You know, I don't know what a brick is anymore. It's last I checked, I think it's like $12. So a brick every Monday times three is $36, you know?
We'll call them freedom rounds.
I think it'd be a great idea, and we'll have what we need, just like dehydrated food or other things. It's just another item that we may have to use at some point.
Yeah, you never know, Aaron. Great call. Good point.
All right, well, think about that, and
I will. Yeah,
if you put it on RBN and give it back it up with some clout, you guys are a great station. People listen to you. If John or you push that, I'm sure all your listeners would go for it, really, rather than just a caller. You know.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, Aaron. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
Let's go to Ken in Idaho. Ken, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider. Hello, Ken. Ken's gone. You got another call? Who we have? John in Texas. He's on right at the right time. You're on, buddy.
Hey, yeah, Ryder, Mike.
Yep.
Hi. Good evening.
How you doing?
Okay. I think California is working on laser engraved firing pins.
That's it.
Where when you fire a round, it leaves an imprint in the round, in the brass case or in the primer, so that they can trace that spent round back to the gun owner.
Yeah, so it's a de facto encryption, yeah.
Right. It's not the ammunition itself that is being marked, or it's the gun that it is fired from. They're passing a law in California where all the guns sold in California have to have a laser engraved firing pin, and it's a microscopic engraving like a serial number, and it resides on the top of your firing pin. All you got to do, people, when you buy a gun, is take the firing pin out and take your sharpening stone like you use for your knife, take the fine grit, and just run across the top of that firing pin a couple of times. Didn't take much, and you take that right off, and there won't be any laser engraved firing pins.
One way to skin a cat, isn't there?
That's right. That's right. I'll let you go.
All right, John. Thanks for the call. You have a great night. Yeah, I am sensing, you know, out of Dr. Paul's campaign, and look, it didn't go the way we wanted it to go, and I know that. And nobody's more disappointed in it than I am. And, I mean, because, you know, these money bombs started popping off, and we did 4 million. And then we did 6. And the money kept on rolling in, and I'm sitting here thinking, this guy might have a chance to be president. I mean, because I already believed the message. I already supported the message wholeheartedly. And I'd already been giving Ron Paul my money and that type of thing as best as I was able. But there was a point in time, you know, coming up into December of last year where we were at $6 million 9 days before Christmas. But that is, I mean, timing-wise, that is huge. I mean, it's enormous. And we did that. And I'm still flabbergasted by it. And I think so many of us at that point in time thought, wow, there might be a chance that we can go in and make something happen and take it. It didn't turn out that way. And damn, I wish it would have. But for various and sundry reasons, it didn't happen. And it's not going to happen this year. But again, as I've said before, you know, liberty starts with us. And that's been Ron Paul's message all along, is it's time for us to take back our liberty. He can't do it for us. And I know a lot of people, and I've read this on some of these message forums that are Ron Paul supporter forums, that they're waiting for, somebody said, they're waiting for someone to tell them what to do. Well, you don't need to be told what to do. You're an American, damn it. Go do it. It's in your blood. I mean, you got a rebel streak in you and you don't know it. You know, there's a little Lexington Concord running around in everybody. Darn near it. And, you know, but I am starting to see in people that, you know, this bowing up a little bit and realizing, okay, it's time to put the nose to the grindstone. Let's get after it. Let's start moving this and let's make it happen. And a lot of people are talking about getting involved at the precinct level. I know that the two programs we did with William Roberts and Jim Condit Jr. have gotten enormous response. And those have been two big shows. We're going to do more shows like that where we can get you information on how you can plug in and take back your town and take back your county and take back your state. I mean, that's where all this has got to start. And start from the bottom up. You know, and the thing is, The only if in this question is how much time do we have? Do we have enough time? I don't think we have a choice either way. One way or the other, we've got to start, and we might as well start now. You know, we spent so much time pulling away and withdrawing and trying to separate, and I don't think that in the end has been the right strategy. We should be plugged in. We should be communicating with as many people as we possibly can. With what we're doing. Because, I mean, we're not kooks. We're not freaks. We're not conspiracy theorists, because everything we're telling people turns out to be true. I mean, it's amazing. 10 years ago, they were telling folks talking about the North American Union. They were saying they were quacks. Well, the North American Union's a reality. The EU, people would talk about, you know, them becoming one nation. Those are quacks. Here we are. They went from a 13-nation, what was it, confederation to the European Union, where essentially they're one country. So we're not nuts. We're not idiots. We're not crazies. We're not kooks. We're just people that are interested in the best for our country, for our families, for our grandkids, kids, and our neighbors. Why? Because we love them. And I think that's we got to go out and start showing people that's what we are. And more people are going to draw right into this as we expand across the country with micros and just every type of technology possible. The word's going to get out. We're going to pick up more and more and more. And there will come a day of reckoning. It will come. It may be slow in coming. And it may be a piece here and a piece there. But they're going to get theirs. Back in a minute with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Riders here on RBN.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Your friend, smiling faces, show no
say sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies.
You know, ain't that the truth?
And I got proof.
Look at him smile. Wave. $1 million grin there. They just look so handsome and so pretty, and they wouldn't do you wrong, would they? They'd stab you in the back in a heartbeat. What a great song. Again, another song. It's 35, 37 years old. And the words could have been just written like they were for today. But it just shows you how long this has been going on. That now it's just more pronounced and more blatant. You know, I remember when I heard a lot of this stuff as a kid in the 70s, it was just good music. And now you're sitting there and you really start paying attention to the words and you're going, oh, wow. These people were pretty prolific folks with what they were able to write and come up with. Matter of fact, speaking of prolific, Michael in the RBN chat room says, Ron Paul delivered the collective American baby. The baby needs nurturing now, and that's our job. It's my job, it's your job to get the job done. Ron Paul's done his job. I mean, he got this message of liberty and freedom out to millions, literally. And so he's done his work. He's now going to try to save his congressional seat, which is under huge attack. When he was promised before he ran that his seat would not be under threat. They lied. The GOP in Texas is throwing a ton of money into the race. And so Ron Paul is in the fight for his political life down there. And we need to support him there to make sure he's got the funds to get that baby won. Because the last thing we need is no Ron Paul as president and no Ron Paul in Congress. So it's important that we keep Ron Paul in the hallowed halls of Capitol Hill. Let's take a phone call. Jim in Missouri, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
The Midnight Rider, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, man, I've had a great couple days.
Good.
I'm excited. I'm working with Will and a couple other people in my state. We've spread it out nationwide, and things are going to happen. But I have a message.
Okay.
For the Ron Paul Revolution. Do you have a minute?
We got about a minute till the break. Go ahead.
Well, I might not make it. So let's chat
a bit.
And
we'll finish it on the other side.
No, you got to hear this all at once.
All right. Well, so we'll hear it all at once. Okay. So that's cool.
Anyway, I really like what you have done with Will. Will's got the idea. We're going to take over the GOP.
You know, what's interesting, Jim, as I had said on election night in 2006, midterm elections, when I was doing a program this time of night, didn't have near as many listeners, but I had made the same thing as we need to infiltrate and get our people into every nook and cranny that we could find and just take the things over.
Let me correct you.
Huh?
Let me correct you. And this is a word to all libertarians and constitutionalists. You guys are extensions of the Republican Party. You left the party because you didn't feel like the platform was following what you believed in. Well, now, that was a mistake. I was part of it. It's now time go back, and we're going to take the GOP back.
Hour number two around the corner.
We're not going to infiltrate. We're going to take it back because it's ours.